grace for times of affliction. Words from Jesus.
For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. 2 Corinthians 4:17 through 18. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Afflictions, no matter how small or how big, can result in my blessings in your life in some way, as you commit them into my hands and trust in my promise to deliver you out of them all. Afflictions can be times of testing and times of drawing you closer to me, times of distancing yourself from the cares and burdens of life as you rest in me. They are times of strengthening your connection with me as you seek me for healing and rest in my word and hold on to it for your encouragement. When you look to me like a little child looks to her father for help, I draw close to you and comfort you. So do not fret about this light affliction in your life, but look to the eternal weight of glory it is preparing you for, and be thankful for how it draws you closer to me and helps you to walk in humility. Trust that I will use even this time of affliction to restore you, to renew your spark of inspiration, to refresh your appreciation for the good health that you have, and to bless you with a grateful heart. Grace for aging. We do not give up. Our physical body is becoming older and weaker, but our spirit inside us is made new every day. 2 Corinthians 4:16. It's a challenge when you face times of affliction as you grow older, because you know that your body is weaker and it can take much longer to heal, and sometimes you're not as strong afterward. It's a test of your faith and trust in me that no matter what your age, I will still protect and keep you, and that one day I will deliver you from all your afflictions, whether in this life or the next, as I have promised. I know you can be tempted to worry or fear as you age when it comes to changes in your body, afflictions, or any sign of unusual things happening. You know that your body is wearing out and is more susceptible to health problems, ailments, and even life-threatening conditions. But when you face these times of worry or fear, come to me and cast all your anxieties and concerns on me and trust in my care for you. When you are tempted to worry about your health or your aging body, or you fret over something that might go wrong, trust in me and remind yourself that you are in my hands. Trust in me and my word, knowing that my power to keep and protect and deliver you is the same today as always. Take the time to rest in me, hear my words of comfort and encouragement to you, and renew your faith. Your greatest strength will come through faith to trust in my wisdom and my will for your life. Remember my promise to be with you always and to walk with you through everything you face in life. Do not let your heart be troubled or afraid, but dwell in my peace. Patience in affliction. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Romans 12:12. Faith is the victory that overcomes. Faith in me, faith in my word, and faith in my promises, no matter how you feel or the circumstances or your afflictions. Have faith in me and believe, for I will see you through. I have promised to care for my own, and you are one of my precious ones for whom I gave my life. I will work through this time of affliction to strengthen your faith, and I will see you through. Simply believe and receive, and have faith in my love and my care for you. Every experience, no matter how difficult, can bring a gift and a strengthening to your life in some area when you look to me. Looking to me means seeking me, looking for the good in the situation, and trusting that I love you and will bring about that which is best for you. Even if your affliction is not a serious one, you can gain precious things from my spirit as you take the time to seek me and rest in me. Your temporary afflictions are producing a glory in you that will vastly outweigh them and that will last forever. Your afflictions help you to grow in your faith and trust in me as you look to me, and this will strengthen your spirit and give you compassion for others. I love you, and I'm always with you. Even if you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, for I will cover you with my presence and protect you from harm. A weightless trifle. Your light and momentary troubles are achieving for you an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. The Greek word the Apostle Paul used for light means a weightless trifle. Yet he had endured tremendous affliction. He had been imprisoned, beaten, and stoned, received 39 lashes 5 times, was beaten with rods 3 times. He had been shipwrecked 3 times and spent a day and a night adrift at sea. He had often been hungry, thirsty, and cold. Yet Paul considered his massive troubles a weightless trifle because he was comparing them with eternal glory. I am training you to view your problems this way too, from an eternal perspective. I don't waste anything in your life, including your suffering. I use it to teach you important lessons here and now. But there is more. Your troubles are also accomplishing something in heavenly realms. They are achieving eternal glory, contributing to the reward you will receive in heaven. However, for that to happen, you need to handle well the adversity in your life, trusting me no matter what. When troubles are weighing you down, try to view them as momentary, weightless trifles that are producing endless glory. Jesus understands. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15. I was in all points tempted and tested, just as you are. When I walked the earth, people had to endure a lot more than you do today. There were no aspirins and painkillers. There were no antibiotics or sunscreen lotions. There were no heaters when it was cold at night. There were no refrigerators to keep food from spoiling. There was no purified water or many other conveniences. There were no antiseptics or running water. Everything took much longer. We lived as the poor do in many countries around the world today, surviving the heat in the summer and the cold in the winter the best we could with what we had available to us. As I traveled to spread my father's message, the accommodations were often very simple or even non-existent. My disciples and I often camped in fields or slept in simple huts and barns. It was said that the foxes had their holes and the birds of the air their nests, but the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. I was very grateful for my cloak, which I wrapped around myself to stay warm. I understand what it's like to be sick, the hardships and the suffering. I empathize with you and care about your pain and suffering. Having suffered on the cross, I understand what it's like to endure physical affliction. In some of the last words I spoke to my disciples, I asked them to remember me through the communion ceremony, with the wine representing my blood and the bread representing my body that was broken for you. Whenever you're sick, come to me and know that I will always understand. Trust in me for healing and ask me to work through this time of affliction to produce an eternal weight of glory in your life. You can also use this time to pray for others, for their physical and spiritual healing, so that they can come to know me and know that I love and care for them. I'm concerned about your family, friends, and loved ones, and I want to be their savior. I understand their suffering, pain, and sicknesses. I went through the same things, and I want to bring them eternal healing and hope. Come unto me, all who are weary and afflicted, and carrying heavy burdens. Take my yoke upon you, and you will find lasting rest for your soul.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.